Stream On with Mario Lopez.
All right, Mario Lopez here in the new season of The Four continued last night with both Noah and James getting sent home. Shereya and Allie kept their seats. Leah and Jerenelle have joined them. All four are here. How y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
How you doing? Hi.
Nice. So y'all happy, good energy right now. Things
yes.
are good. So let's start with Leah. You beat out James last night, one of the original four.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell me about the song you chose and why you challenged him.
I chose Best Part by her and Daniel Caesar. It's one of my favorite songs. And I chose him because I just felt like he was, you know, he was just the guy that I should go for. You know, I've made it this far. They allowed me to challenge. And mm-hmm. I'm like, if I'm going to take it all the way, I'm gonna take it all the way. So
yeah.
I just wanted to see what I can do. I love a good challenge. I love challenging myself.
Yeah, you gotta have that confidence. And last night wasn't your only big win. You also won Amateur Night at the Apollo a few times, right?
Yes,
hey.
Yes.
Look at that. Good for you. Good
Thank
for you.
You.
So what's the plan going into next week? You ready to defend your seat?
Oh, definitely. I just want to keep, you know, that fire that I had and that passion that I always have and my authenticity, you know, just keeping everything that I had before that helped me get in the place that I am now.
And Shereya, congrats. I mean, you've held on to your seat longer than anyone
Thank
in the history
you.
Of the four right there. Already making records right there. You think that adds to the pressure in the coming weeks?
Man, absolutely. To be honest, because what I'm dealing with now is having to try to outdo every performance that I've done before. And, you know, when you go out on that stage, you're giving it everything you got each and every time. And then you have to find how you can give a little more, too,
right.
you know. So, right. And because I am the longest running member of the four, I think it is pressure on me because people are, like, maybe looking at me like the one to beat or, you know, they really want to come get my seat. And it just makes me just have to pull up, too, and just, you know, stay on top of my game.
So what can we look forward to next week?
Well, it's funny because I've been putting into the universe that I am going to have a flawless performance this week.
There you go.
Flawless,
okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm excited.
And Allie, congrats to you for
Thank
holding
you.
On to your seat for another week. How'd you feel about last night's episode?
I felt amazing. It was the longest, most anxious wait ever to hear who won the battle, but it was amazing to still be able to hold on to my seat and to be able to show the panel that, you know, no matter what, I'm still going to keep
yeah.
pushing, you know.
So. Right. Have you chosen a song for next week yet?
I have.
You're not at liberty to say it?
I don't think so. But, I mean, last week's song was like a bit pressure because it was a
right.
Mary J. Blige song and
yeah.
I got to perform in front of Diddy. So that kind of like had me like, oh, shoot, I got to like really nail this.
Right.
But this one this week, like coming up, the next episode is like, this is like a legend. Like, and I'm just like, I have to bring my A game on this one. Like, I have to.
Yes.
In like
yes.
selecting the songs, I mean, is it collaborative with the producers or are they pretty cool about letting you select it? And does it necessarily, do they encourage more fast beat songs and try to discourage ballads, or you're able to kind of balance both? How does that work?
I think it's collaborative.
Yeah, it's very collaborative.
You bring
I mean,
your ideas.
Yeah. if you have an idea of a song and they probably weren't even thinking about that song, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's also could be the other way around. Like if they thought of a song and we're like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's very like, you know, 50-50.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jerenelle, you took down Noah last night.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the song you chose and why.
I, much like Leah, I wanted to, you know, really go big in the moment. So I ended up doing This Woman's Work by Maxwell.
Ooh.
Which, if anybody has heard that song,
he's one of my favorites. So
you
yeah.
know that's not an easy song to tackle in any environment,
no.
especially with such high pressure.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well, good for you, man. And is it true that you were just watching the show a few weeks ago, and then you decided to go to a taping and ended up auditioning?
Yes, sir.
That's a Hollywood story right there.
I've been watching actually since the very first episode of season one, and I've just like been like, okay, you know, hopefully one day I'll get my chance to audition. You know, get up on the stage and show what I can do, and then had the opportunity to be in the audience and support everybody that was challenging. Actually, one of my friends, Felix, who was challenging at the time, got to support him really quickly, and seeing him on stage really gave me that last bit of motivation, like, okay, I need to get on that stage and show what it is that I can do.
Yeah.
And next thing you know,
you
I'm singing in front of Diddy and snatching a seat.
It worked out. All right. Well, I want to put you all on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Jernah, we'll start with you and we'll go down the line. Okay.
Okay.
Artist you admire the most.
Oh God. anybody in the Jackson family? Cause that's a dynasty right there.
Legends. Jill Scott.
Okay.
I would have to say Tina Turner, Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, Beyonce.
You give me a roster, everybody. Okay.
Yeah. I would have to say Biggie Smalls and Janet Jackson.
Yeah. All great choices. Song you sing in the shower currently?
Ooh. Actually, ooh, crazy enough, it's an opera song because I also have classical training. So it's called Non Posso Disperare, and no, I'm not singing it this early in the morning.
you already heard. Like, how's that go? Okay. All right. Yeah, that sounds like when you're singing that, you must feel real clean.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
See, I'm probably feeling real clean right there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. What was I singing in the shower? I've probably just been singing my challenge song in the shower.
There you go. By the way, good idea. Good idea.
Facts.
I think one of my favorite songs is Katy Perry, Firework, and I love the verses and the lyrics in that song, yeah. So I sing that song all the time.
Okay.
Strangely enough, I've been singing James Brown in the shower lately because I've been obsessed with him for the last 2 weeks, yeah. Like just watching his videos
awesome.
And his stuff. So.
Yeah.
What song? You know, the big payback.
All right, what's the song that you're embarrassed to say you love?
Oh, God. All right. I know somebody's probably going to look at me questionable for this, but I've always thought that Vogue by Madonna, has a really infectious groove. It's like something when you hear it, it's just like your head get to nodding. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Like, that's a song that it's like, yo, this song is jamming. It's got some nice chords and grooves to it. So,
okay.
I would say that one.
I love it.
All That Matters by Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good embarrassed song.
Mine. I love that song. It's like R&B love.
I know, right?
This sounds like a setup question.
You know,
Damn. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but that song came through dripping.
Yeah.
Came through dripping.
Perfect.
There you go. So catchy. So.
Right, of course. That's a good answer.
See, I think embarrassed is the wrong word, I think. Yeah. But I feel like this is how we do it. Just stay.
Yes, there you go.
And that record never goes out of style.
Never.
Of course.
I didn't see something remain a hit for so long.
Get by in a big black truck.
Yes.
Those are great answers. Okay, last one. Instrument you wish you played?
Oh, God. Yeah, piano. Absolutely. Like, if I had the ability to have that good hand-eye coordination, you wouldn't be able to tell me nothing.
Probably a violin, but you can't sing at the same time. So
that's
it's a little
true,
hard.
That's a
but
good
I'm
point.
Gonna figure it out. And when I do,
maybe you could be the first.
Okay.
Maybe you could be the first.
Honestly, I wish I knew how to play every instrument all at the same time, just like multiple hands. But my favorite is the bass, and I love the bass. So I really
bass is the best.
You playing bass? I gotta say drums. Drums, hands down.
Yeah.
I'm a big Sheila E. fan.
Yeah, she's
always
bad.
Wanted to
nice
learn
nice.
So.
Drums. Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You can check out the 4 Thursday nights on Fox. You can keep up on Twitter at the 4 on Fox. Shereya, Ali, Leah, and Jeronel. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Shout out to you.
On with Mario Lopez.